without saying.
Thank you.
Speak you up.
So roll call. We're missing Joey, who's out, and Tim's out, but they let me know ahead of time. Everybody else is present. Agenda adjustments. We have an additional non-public under I, which is security, counterterrorism, that sort of stuff. Special reports, nothing. Meeting of the minutes, meeting minutes of December 5th. Or more than relative to those minutes. Motion to approve the minutes, second by Deb, second by Robert. Any discussion? None, I'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying no. Motion carries. Hearing of the public. 6:01. So I will open this up. Public.
Please go to the microphone and turn it on.
Last meeting, I asked for the amount of the expendable trust fund for the donations. Do we have that total yet?
Donations, do you have that?
Anybody can get it in my process. Did you want to ask?
Yeah, while she's looking at him, who gets the next part of parking out front here during the school day?
Who does?
Who designates who parks out front and who parks out back? The reason I'm asking is because people are parking on the grass, and I believe it was last week there was an issue. We had to come into the town, had to come into the school to get a teacher to move a vehicle off the grass because the town was trying to move snow to get access for whatever reason, particular kids to walk up from lower parking lot up here.
That would be a good thing to call the front office about. Anytime you have an issue like that, just call the principal office.
Right, but it shouldn't be parking on the grass when there's a big parking lot up back.
Yep, but if you notify them, they would address it. It's not very sure.
Maybe the school board can get hold of the principal and let her know.
Okay. Kim, did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I'll be on it, Mr. Brooks.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so last meeting I reached out to the trustees and there was 5,188.48, but then the board approved, I believe, was it 1,037 at the last meeting? So it doesn't include that. That has not been.
So it was 5.8.
It was 5,188.48.
Plus 1,387.
Thank you.
0.10.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Anybody else? Make a motion to close hearing in public. So, any discussion? I don't know. No, no. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying no. She carries. Tack that time on the. All right. School administrators report. Tim?
Yeah, there's no report.
Okay. Maybe that was, and we don't have students here for student reports, so. Over.
A lot of illness in the building.
Is there really?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, superintendent's room, Dr. Taylor.
Yes, I wanted to follow up with the request from I'm a member of the building committee last meeting about HVAC and air conditioning. So there are two units, one on the third floor and one in the primary wing that are built into the project that will provide for cooling in those two areas, which were the high priority for the district. So that's confirmed. I also wanted to let the board know that in your packet this evening, well, the other day I had received a letter from Bonnie Balsamo. It's in the very back of the packet. And she asked that be shared with you. She wanted to come this evening, but her child is sick. This is a continuation or a further explanation of her views on the importance of the after school program. And as the board is looking at budget, if she wanted to be sure that they had an opportunity to review this information. And she said she'll be back at a future meeting to further discuss it. There's a couple of attachments that talk about the importance of after school and the children's well-being and health development. And she also had sent on to us, which we appreciate, a list of several grants that we could pursue to move in the direction of finding funding for the project if we were unable to fund it locally. So when you have a moment, I just, on her behalf, I request that you take a look at it. If you have any questions, you can pass them to me, or I'm not sure if she gave us her.
Where does she work?
I don't. But if you would have just passed your questions on to me and I will send you back, I do have her address.
Nobody knows where she works.
She works up at Weeks.
Up at Weeks at the hospital?
At the clinic.
For some reason, I thought she said the child care, which isn't there no more. Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah,
the children's dream.
Huh?
The children.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh. So I have nothing further except for fitting in any future budget discussions, and there's an item later on the agenda.
All right. Thank you. Business manager's report. Bridget?
So I'm just going to do a brief overview. I'm not doing really the budget in totality because we're going to be talking about potential cuts that we could do to the budget, but it's not a public session. So I will talk about revenues because that's pretty much set and that will change. So for revenues, we're seeing an increase of $50,000 in tuition revenue. So that's positive. Your adequacy aid is exactly the same as current year. That is not going up or down. So that's about $2,066,171. The only other variances is our vocational aid and transportation. So we get funding, it's the year preceding a year that we send students, and the tuition that we receive is based on what we pay to Canaan. So it's about 25% is what we receive per student of what the total tuition rate is that we have to pay to have a student in CT. And again, that's not provided until the year after. So we're basing it on current students enrolled, which is less than what we've had in the past. Transportation is also part of it. So we have to provide forms regarding how many students go on bus or drive themselves, and then the state will give us a reimbursement based on that. So that's anticipated to be 11,000 plus next year in revenue. So that's the increase. The other variances are Medicaid. We haven't been requesting any reimbursement for Medicaid for several years now. We said 4,000 this year. I'm not certain we're actually going to get that this year either. So I just took that out completely. Because I'm not certain we're going to get any reimbursement. The other big piece of the revenue is the balance on hand. So it's been common with the school district to have a excessive, I call it excessive, balance on hand. And I don't foresee that happening in the future because we're not building the budget to excess unless there's unforeseen revenues, and obviously that can affect your balance on hand. But this year, there's not any unanticipated revenue that we're receiving that we have in the past. We used to get like a healthcare reimbursement. I think last year there was a retirement reimbursement that came through. None of those I'm aware of are going to happen. So I have 200,000 listed as estimated balance on hand after the end of closing of this fiscal year. Be very conservative. It's probably going to be higher, but I would rather go in lower than too high. Last year we did 400,000, and we also had whatever was left of home retention funds that wasn't spent. That was 134,000. So between the two, we said 534. It ended up being 799. So again, it was much higher than what we anticipated. I would just rather go in with a low number instead of too high. So overall, just the loss in revenue between all of those is 556,564. So that's significant right there. The only other thing I will mention is as far as the number we have in this draft budget, we have a total amount that is an increase of 490,000. So again, that could be changed depending on if we make any cuts after it.
So what was that 490,000?
That's the increase just in the budget alone, just the expenditure side.
Oh, okay.
So a decrease of 500,000 increase.
400,000.
Makes a $900,000 difference.
Significant.
We're going to talk about it more when we go into non-public. Anything else?
That's all I have.
All right. Unfinished business. Hampshire Listens Community Conversation Report. So we've had this one for a couple of weeks. I don't want to speak on it at all. We had a chance to look at it. Open it up for thoughts on for anybody.
Well, I was talking with somebody from down below. Down below in the Plymouth Bristol area, below the Knot. Barnstead, one school in Barnstead, and then some in Bristol. And I think we should feel pretty lucky for having a beautiful school like we did do, because in Barnstead, they have a gym that they also use as a cafeteria, and they have no bleachers in it. So when they have a basketball game, no one can go and watch it because they have no chairs. So in that respect, I'm like, wow, we're pretty lucky. And then in Bristol, they have the same situation, except they have bleachers. And they use their gym also as a cafeteria. And their school is in very rough shape. And we've got a beautiful school and a beautiful cafeteria, beautiful gym. Just wanted to share that.
You.
What are the grade levels for us?
It is first through, Barnstead, I'm not sure, because I think it's like first through eighth.
Okay.
But I'm not positive. And then I'm really not sure what the grade level is. I never thought to ask that. But I think the Barnstead one is to eighth grade.
Okay. They have a building being application in, and they were ranked lower than us, but they've been trying to remodel their school sometime. I just wanted to point out, starting on page 2 of the document, it is where the themes and priorities were highlighted. And I also wanted to take a moment to thank the folks from New Hampshire Listening, and also one of our facilitators is here, Brittany Haley. Brittany worked with us on both days, along with some of our board members and community members. So what we had about 60 people, 50 people completed the survey that was included, and there were three themes that emerged multiple times. So those were highlighted. I'm not sure if you had a chance to read this, but I encourage you to do so if you have. We talked about that we need to rebuild trust and increase transparency. The second one was some of the information was contradictory, but it is not. The information is clear. Doing nothing is not an option. And the third major piece was the current building is not working for anyone, especially students. So those were the three themes that came forward from the conversation. We had, I think, a nice mix of people. Let's see, we had students, we had parents, we had, and they were all Colebrook residents, I'm fairly sure, most part, perhaps one or two from Columbia. And we also had residents that don't have children in school, and so conversations were very good. It was all conducted in small groups of 4 to 5, and the questions that you see here is what they went through. Facilitator helped to manage the discussion, and then a note taker took note of all of the information that was developed. And there was also a document, which is included in this packet, that kind of put sort of an FAQ, condensed and frequently asked question, that explained why the board had chosen to look into this project and authorize the administration to apply for the Building Aid grant and the subsequent work that was done prior to last year's vote. So I have posted this online, and but I've not shared it out with the building committee. And one of the things I wondered was if it would make sense for us to have the building committee dive into this, because they helped us formulate to do that. And have them come back and make recommendations to the board. Would that be
good?
Well, I don't think you're going to convince one person that voted. There was 400 and some odd people that voted no for this school being rebuilt.
At the meeting, there were people who said that they were initially opposed. When they learned more about it, they were favorable. So
that's not that's, the vibe I'm what, getting.
I know, but I was at
school. Yeah.
That's what I heard people say.
You're not going to get it. I can tell you right now, you will not get this book this year.
It's not on the ballot.
It's not going to go on this year?
Well, it's not on yet. So we can discuss it, communicate the best we can, and make a decision as a committee and then as a board on whether or not we're going to ask the town to make a decision tomorrow.
Well, didn't you say that if we didn't have the complete funds, so that we would not pay a dime, otherwise we wouldn't put this on the ballot?
I mean, that's my opinion on that, but I'm one person of a 7-person.
Yeah.
There, a majority votes otherwise, then it gets put on the warrant. So. I mean, I think it's worth letting the committee talk about it some more, review it, see what that can do. It's worked on this for a couple of years now. I think it's about moving forward.
Brittany, did you want to make comments though, or some
of you were in the middle of the meetings? Yeah, I was just wondering what the next steps would be, and when your next building committee meeting might be, if you have said that, see where the input will go from there.
Yeah, we don't have a meeting set yet, but we could probably send this out to the building committee and set up something for early January or something.
Yeah. I have the 4th available, which is a Thursday.
Yeah, we can find out what everybody's available.
Yep. And all the board members are welcome to attend that and end of June. So that was another comment. If you've had a chance to read through, they talked about next steps might be to have another session, another public conversation, because it was there were a lot of questions raised and good information, and I think the students were the most clear about some of the challenges. Can you hear me with the mic? No. I'm sorry, I had this set up, but it's just now. So that's, I think I would recommend that we would go to the building committee. I'll send it out tomorrow. If they're available on the floor.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So we don't have anything for new business or anything listed under information. So the next item is another hearing of the public.
It is 6:22.
So it won't. So. For the public. Mr.
Brogan.
Call. Need a motion to close it. The remainder of the meeting is non-public. So I will take a motion by Robert. Second by Deb. Those in favor signify by saying aye. Those signify by saying no. Motion carries. The next school board meeting is January the 2nd, right here, 6 p.m. And we're doing a joint meeting with the Columbia School Board.
When's your first budget hearing? First of February, around that time?
It's in the early February.
Yeah, it'll probably be our first meeting in February is
first Tuesday.
First Tuesday.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
You too.
Happy holiday.
Thanks and enjoy. You can Bridget could stay.
Those one probably
stop for it.
Reactions.
Oh, there it is.
Right there. Okay. Now out of non-public, it is 9:07. And we have no action to take. I will take a motion.
Take that motion.
Motion by Deb.
Second
by Rhonda. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by no. Motion adjourned. Carries. We're adjourned.